Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Now that the repeal and replace of the Affordable Care Act has failed, what needs to be done? Let's go in-depth with Bob Cruz, CEO of the Pella Regional Health Center. Well, Bob, the Republican efforts in Congress to repeal and replace Obamacare have crashed and burned as we speak. Who knows what's going to happen in the next few weeks? But I wanted to talk to you about it. What do you think needs to be done? And why don't we start with what worked, in your opinion, with the Affordable Care Act and what needs to be fixed so that we can move into the future?
Well, that's a kind of a broad question, but if it's okay, I'll kind of start at the beginning of what we feel from the healthcare industry were the main thrusts of the Affordable Care Act. And they, we came down to the triple aim is what it was affectionately called. And basically the triple aim was that the goal of the ACA was to make sure on an individual level, all people had access to care. The second part of that was that we would attempt to improve the healthcare condition of the nation as a whole, to improve the overall health of the population in the United States. The third was to attempt to take as much cost out of healthcare as we possibly could. So those were the main objectives that we saw from the Obamacare. It also solidified something that had been coming actually as far back as we think, like the Bush administration, that we wanted to have all care be able to be electronic and portable, so through the electronic medical record. Very honorable, because in many ways that's a very good thing to have everyone's medical record contain all the data from anywhere they've received care in one location. So that's a very good thing, and we're still on that road to try to get to that point, because that is a good thing. And really the three initiatives of the ACA are honorable as well. What you asked me, what has not worked, and what we as healthcare workers have been really opposed to in what's been going on in Washington, is that we want to make sure that we protect those folks that have found themselves in an economic position that they're in, that they can't afford health care. We call it Medicaid. We want to protect the Medicaid people, not only that were Medicaid prior, but also those that were able to be included when Medicaid expanded in the state of Iowa. We want to make sure that they will have access to care. That's what we have been using as our main platform throughout this entire situation.
And so in terms of access, you don't mean that we can all get to a clinic or a hospital. You mean that we can afford it.
Yeah,
access. Or that there's a means for us to get it.
That's a really good point, because access to care is a very complex situation. It really is. In our way of looking at it, we believe that all people should have a right to be getting quality care. And be able to get that care wherever they want to get it. That would be access to the care.
So by right, let's say that I break my leg and I walk in here and I say I don't have any money, I'm still going to get treated.
And basically that is a law that a hospital has. It's called EMTALA, which is actually an acronym, but that is a law that states that anyone who enters our emergency room, we must treat. We must do that.
Well, and I mean, that's just sort of the basic part of what it is about being a healthcare provider. It goes back to the Hippocratic Oath, right?
And that would be correct. And that sounds good that we will take care of them in the emergency room. However, that doesn't go to all the aspects of the triple aim. We really want to improve their health. And you're not going to do that in the emergency room. That's an ongoing process of working with people, trying to identify where their risk factors are or where they currently have illnesses or problems, and start working on making them better. And that isn't just a one time in the emergency room when something serious happens. That should be an ongoing journey with that patient to try and improve their health over time.
Well, and that's because we don't want people going to the emergency room. We want them to have, we've talked about this before, a medical home, and so then that holds costs down, right?
Exactly, because the most expensive place to get primary care would be the emergency room. And we want people to realize the emergency room is very critical if you have an accident or you're suddenly bleeding or a heart attack. Obviously, that's very important. But for routine care, we want people to establish a relationship with a medical home, with a provider, and over time, try to keep them healthy or to work on things that they're currently struggling with to try and improve their health over time.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Bob Cruz, CEO of the Pella Regional Health Center. Well, this is sort of the fundamental issue here is that some people, it seems, are willing to let some people, I don't want to politicize this, but there's some members of Congress that didn't want to expand Medicaid, want to shrink it, and so whatever happens to those people that can't afford it, it's just so be it. That was their responsibility. But that puts hospitals in a very difficult position, doesn't it? If 20 million more people are going to be without Medicaid.
If they're not getting the primary care through the medical home that we just touched on, eventually the illness will get worse. And eventually they will find that they have no other choice. They may not even realize that somebody's going to call the ambulance for them, and they will end up in the emergency room. What we're trying to do is prevent that, because that's bad for that patient, but it's also the most costly care. So if we can start anticipating or working with people to keep them well or work on their illnesses to improve them, that's less expensive than letting it get to become catastrophic. But that also takes money. And part of the dilemma in Washington, and I'm trying to look at this from all sides, is the Washington point of view is there's not enough money to cover all this. Where's the money going to come from? And so then they say that should go back to the states. Well, we know that many of the states in the United States don't have the money to be able to do it alone. The Medicaid program has always been something where the states and the federal government help foot the bill for these folks. And many times it's the biggest share of that was federal. And we all know that the federal budget has problems right now as well. So many of the people that look more from the financial side feel it is a big part of that problem financially must be corrected, and a lot of that is healthcare. So they want to try to figure out a way to lower the overall cost. It's a tough dilemma.
Well, and you said that lowering the overall cost of healthcare was one of the goals of the Affordable Care Act.
Yes.
And how is that possible if you've got everybody, not everybody, but at least, I mean, that's one of the fundamental tenets of capitalism is try to make as much money as you can. How do we don't want to take the profit out of it, but how do we reduce costs without reducing profits and actually driving companies out of business? I mean, that's potential. I mean, we could drive hospitals out of business, right?
Well, you can drive hospitals out of business if they decide not to fund Medicaid. Those folks will still have to get care somewhere. They'll end up in our emergency rooms. We will get paid nothing for that. If we have too many people do that over a period of time, hospitals will be very seriously financially hurt. That has been the stance that we've had at the hospital association level in Iowa and nationally, that eventually that could break the back of hospitals, which and hurt many physicians as well.
What needs to be done? What do you think needs to be done so that we can serve the people that are hurt and ill and need the hospital's help?
Well, and again, this goes to opinion, and I'm always somewhat reluctant to go there. But I do think that instead of just being focused on repealing and replacing, I would like the congressional people to try not be partisan and look at history and say, we started Medicare in 1966. And was there problems in that original law? Yes. And as long as I've been in healthcare, they have been gradually making amendments and changing to try and improve it. They didn't throw it all out. They tried to continue to adapt and make changes as necessary. My call to our congressional delegation on both sides of the aisle is to please be statesmen and sit down and work together to come up with ways to fix what is broken about the ACA and not focus on just trying to repeal it. Try to figure out, has there been things that worked and what's not working, and focus on those things that are not working. It's a law that's been in effect for 7 years, so let's focus on what isn't working and find ways to improve it. And I would ask them, if they have trouble working across the aisle on it, please to go out to their healthcare leaders in their states, through the governors, whatever way, to appeal to us to ask, we as healthcare workers, what we feel can be done to help reduce cost to make this possible. But it has to be a bipartisan effort on the part of really all of us that are involved in it.
But there's going to be some people on the Republican side that say, I was elected, I made a promise to repeal and replace. I made that promise and I'm not going to break my promise.
And I can see if they're honorable human beings and they made a promise, it would be very, very difficult for me to, with my code of ethics, to be feeling like I lied to my constituency. But on the other hand, I'm hoping that after what's happened now, I mean, there was an attempts made, and many of them can go back to their contingent, the people that elected them, and say, hey, we tried. You've seen that. So we've made several attempts to try repeal and replace. It failed. Okay, so now let's regroup our troops and figure out how we can start making this thing better. It would be a hard one. I can see where they're in a dilemma.
Well, but it's going to take some courage, not only from them to do this, if they think this is the best way forward, but it's going to take some courage by us, the people that elected them, and that we have to be thoughtful about this as well. I mean, we have to recognize the obstacles that they're up against. And so we're going to have to buy into, if this is going to happen as you suggest, it would be a good thing to do. We're going to have to re-examine the reasons that we put them in office, too.
Please understand, I started this part of the discussion by saying this is my opinion. But right now, I hope that things like healthcare are not a political party situation. It's let's be statesmen, let's be Americans. What is the best thing we can do for people to assure that everyone has access to good healthcare?
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Bob Cruz, CEO of the Pella Regional Health Center. I have a friend. She's a retired teacher. Retired. She's 63 years old. She's had health care her entire life. And I was having coffee with her the other day. And she said, I think it was in 5 months, she went with the individual option. She signed up and she says, in 5 months, I've got no health care anymore. I mean, what a dilemma. She did what she thought was the responsible thing to do. And at 63, for the first time in her life, and she's worked her entire life as a teacher because of what's happening in Congress, not anything that she did, she's going to be without insurance. There are millions of people like this, right?
That's exactly the case. And many times for those people, being able to go out to the insurance exchange to be able to get some kind of affordable care is what she would have to do. In the state of Iowa right now, there's very few options for her. It's a sad situation.
We're going to have to recognize that. We're going to have to ask our legislators to, however, work out this problem. So we shouldn't have people that have done the right thing their whole lives and they continue to do the right thing to all of a sudden that be taken away from them. And it's millions and millions of people. And I've heard people on both sides of the aisle in Congress say, we've got about 4 months to work to save some of these people. It seems that maybe we're moving toward the direction that you suggest.
I really have to hope that. It appears that if there isn't another attempt, I read some articles saying that they may make one more attempt to try to repeal and replace. And then I also have heard that this will now just go to working on the budget, and things like Medicaid will become a line item on the budget to be debated, which will bring up the very same arguments that we have been going after all along. So it'll be a very similar debate. It'll still just come down whether the federal government wants to fund Medicaid or not.
So the whole big issue here is Medicaid.
From the standpoint of the American Hospital Association and the IHA, Iowa Hospital Association, we've said all along that no law is perfect, that the ACA has areas that need to be worked on. But the area that we all along have been very, very directed on is that let's focus on not getting away, get rid of the Medicaid program. That's helped way too many people that can't help it. They're having economic issues, or they have some form of life issue that does not allow them to have the dollars. They can't help it. We need to have some kind of a program maintained to help those people have health care.
All right, one last question. I have friends that have said, well, one of the things that we need is more competition across state lines.
With insurance.
But you've told me before that Iowa hospitals are very efficient, and that kind of competition, well, it sounds good, that could hurt Iowa. Am I remembering right our conversation?
Yeah, basically, when you look at the cost of care being provided, the state of Iowa is consistently ranked in the, you know, as far as inexpensive, you know, in the bottom 10% as far as overall cost of delivering care. On the other hand, we're in the top 4 or 5% in overall quality of care delivered. So Iowa's done a very excellent job of providing very high quality, low cost care compared to the rest of the nation.
Okay, and so we have to be wary when we start hearing about that, what we think is a good thing,
right?
Competition, it could hurt us here.
And in different states are different circumstances. And we don't want to be hurt by block grants and things like that that are being thrown around that could hurt a state that has been efficient.
Are you optimistic that our leaders will get together and solve this problem?
You have to remain optimistic. We have to keep encouraging them. I mean, first and foremost, they're people. And we have to keep reminding them that this is about the health care of their families, their own health care, hopefully maybe not as a congressman, but their families or their, you know, the people that they love. At some point, I really do believe we have to always go back to the good in people, and that they will see that we have to do something to make sure we take care of the poor and the disadvantaged. So I'm still optimistic we'll come to a solution that will work.
Thanks to Bob Cruz for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.